Good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead, Emma. What happened to you?
Stephen, I listened to Sharon explain very articulately yesterday her experience with her mother-in-law in the Royal A&E. We had a very, very similar experience just at the beginning of February there, where my partner, who has a long-term chronic medical condition, had a very serious episode. She had a seizure at home and was admitted in emergency to the Royal A&E. The scene that Sharon described yesterday, in terms of patients being lined up in trolleys, side by side, touching each other, and not enough room in either cubicles, not enough chairs for the walking wounded, people standing in corridors waiting for treatment, is exactly the experience that we had just about 4 or 5 weeks ago. It seems to me that this is not something that comes about as a result of increased pressure or increased.
Every statement I get in,
A&E is like every single day.
But Emma, every statement I get in from these trusts, every time we cover this story, they say increased pressures at this time of year. You could nearly write the script yourself. And then they say, and we would encourage people not to come to A&E unless they really have to. Fair enough. That's a decent public message. Don't come to A&E unless you have to. What about the people with suspected strokes? What about the 80 and 90-year-olds? What about someone like your partner who takes a seizure? Are they capable of looking after them, or are they not?
No, I want to be very, very clear. The staff there are absolutely excellent. And I know that your program is covering needs of staff, because that's absolutely imperative. Staff are now going to start going off on stress. They're going to start going off on sick because of the pressures that they're under. The staff are constantly being harangued by patients and by relatives, simply out of concern for the welfare of their own relatives, and that is a completely unacceptable circumstance for anybody to have to work under.
There's a duty of care here to the staff.
The position is completely untenable, and it's simply an absolute whitewash. It's not just a case either that there aren't enough staff to go around. There simply isn't enough physical space in the Royal A&E to cope with the number of people that are coming through their doors. And that's evidenced by the fact that the waiting room is full, that there are people lined up in chairs in corridors in the actual A&E department once they've been admitted. There are people standing in corridors waiting for treatment. And the problem is that for the A&E staff, they simply can't get people through A&E and into bed. So they simply cannot get people admitted to the hospital.
And let me remind you, Emma, what did they do? Hold on 1 second. But what did they do, Emma, on this point? Let me remind you, they closed the city A&E. They closed it, and they promised us. They promised us to trust them, and they promised us that it was the right thing to do to close that A&E. And now you're telling me they don't have enough space.
They were wrong, and it's not simply. I mean, it's not simply that the A&E departments are the existing A&E departments are looking simply at beds in the Royal Hospital. They are looking at beds across Belfast. There are not enough beds across Belfast to cope with the number of people that are going through the Royal A&E department, and it is simply being backed up. One doctor actually told me whenever I spoke to him, my partner was admitted on a Sunday night in the early hours of the morning, and I said, look, if this is what it's like on a Sunday going into a Monday during the day, what is it like on a Friday and Saturday night?
Well, and I'll tell you even better than that.
And the doctor said, it doesn't make any difference what night of the week it is. He also told me that there was a television programme due to come in to do a piece on the state of A&E in the Royal Hospital, and the management opened beds to cope with the number of people going through A&E. He said, would you believe it?
The management did what?
The management of the hospitals opened beds so that people could be admitted from A&E, so that the television programme would not show the true state of A&E services in the Royal Victoria Hospital.
Tell me that's not true.
No, that's the absolute truth.
That's what a doctor told me.
Yeah.
Well, obviously we need to go back. In fact, the Belfast Trust is on this programme in half an hour, and I'll be putting that accusation to them, because I'll tell you right now, surely not. So you're suggesting that a doctor has told you that when television cameras were coming into the Royal Hospital, they opened more beds while the TV cameras were there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm telling you. That's exactly what the doctor told me.
Clearly, I can't stand over that, but I'll tell you what, that's one hell of an allegation.
I'd appreciate it if you put that
to
the Belfast Trust, because that is something that independent news broadcasters and journalists like yourselves are trying to cover this story and get this story out and to the attention of the politicians in a fair and independent way. And the Trust is interfering with the independence of the media.